escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cut deadline at 4 o'clock today, and the Browns have made another one official. Mike Garafolo.
Breaking Browns news. Hot. Sports Radio 92.3 The Fan.
Of the NFL Network. Mike Garafolo saying that the Browns are releasing Diontae Johnson. Wide receiver Diontae Johnson. He gone.
So that means our man...
That means Champions Pose
Laverdan
on Keith Britton.
Is going to be making the roster.
That means Champions Pose on Keith Britton is what that means. And it's Laverdan. You said his name messed
Laverdan.
Up.
Laverdan. Larvadan.
Gage Labradoodle.
So he is on the roster. He made the team.
He's got to be on the roster. Who else is going to catch footballs?
Who else is going to catch footballs? You got Isaiah
Bond.
Do
they plan on using Fannin in a wide receiver role?
Well, right. Yeah, they'll line him up.
Let's play safe or not safe without me actually looking at the guys they've already cut. Here we go. Sed Tillman, Jerry Jeudy, Jamari Thrash. Almost called him James Thrash. Safe, safe, safe. Safe, safe, safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Caden Davis. Isaiah Bond, safe. Gage Larvadan. Gage Larvadan.
Yeah, I think he's
on. Is he on the same parallel as Caden Davis? Between the two of them, between Gage and Caden Davis.
Caden Davis showed me something. If you're going to keep six, I'll keep Caden Davis and Gage Larvadan.
Does that give you six right there?
Isaiah Bond, yeah. Tillman, Jeudy, Thrash, Davis, Bond, Larvadan. Labradoodle.
All right.
Gage Labrador Retriever.
Wait, Diontae Johnson in that.
It's National Dog Day.
In week two of him being here, people started to say, could he be wide receiver two? Could he be the second best wide receiver on this?
Does it seem like now that we have the benefit of hindsight that they went, well, if we don't get Isaiah Bond, which apparently they had been talking since April, right?
Oh, they were talking before that.
That was all the reports, right? Yeah. So if we don't get Isaiah Bond, well, we've got Diontae Johnson. And if we get Isaiah Bond, then. See you, Diontae. If you're Andrew Berry.
That's the end of that.
Yeah, I mean, that could be it. This wide receiver room in general, though, and Jeudy, you know, it's fun to talk about Jeudy based on the explosiveness we saw last year. And again, in camp, he's been terrific. The preseason game, he didn't show anything, but who cares? We saw what he did last year. And he was excellent. He got the targets. If Flacco is starting, you know he's going to get... a ton of targets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know where you have him ranked as a wide receiver in the NFL. Does he have a chance to play his way into being like a top 15 wide receiver?
Jerry Jeudy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where do you think he is now?
Top 20, top 15.
Okay.
He's really good for
so,
the Browns.
I know we always talk about number ones. What's a number one wide receiver? Like, I don't mean... Oh, is he the best wide receiver on a team? Because then by default, every team has a number one wide receiver.
Do you think Jerry Jeudy showed you enough to be a number one for like a Josh Allen? because it looked like he caught everything, and there was a bunch of different quarterbacks throwing to him last year.
That's true.
Now, I know that the last couple of games didn't
go his
way.
He's
got to
do it for another year. I think he's got to do it for one more year.
So I would assume if Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow were throwing to him, I think he might be all right there. That's my entire point on
that. Yeah, his whole thing has to be consistency, an entire season. I know the last two games of the year, there was a lot of, I felt like the Denver Broncos, Jerry Jeudy showed up again at the end of the year because they were done. They were eliminated. So, you know, he's a guy that needs to be engaged from moment one. I think Flacco being the quarterback certainly helps you out with that.
Zach Jackson has just put out that based on what we saw in camp, Deontay Johnson never seemed to be near the right side of the bubble. And when you can't make this receiving core, you might be out of chances. Pittsburgh wide receivers, man. Some in that water, they go rotten. Scott in Cambridge, you're next up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, Scott.
Hey, let's play a little game of called logical thinking.
Let's
here.
Go. And let's do it.
It's literally killing me. Okay, so a podcast, Rich Eisen. Daniel Jeremiah, his top 100 draft prospects in this year's draft all went top 100. Not in that order, team needs and this, that, and the other. However, one did not. And we all know who that one is. So now you take a quarterback competition that was supposed to be one of the most heated that Cleveland has seen for a while. You sign Kim.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kenny Pickett right out of the gates. I knew Kenny Pickett wasn't going to be on this team. And it was very logical.
Well, after he got injured, or did you say that before he got injured?
No, I say that because of the Joe Flacco signing after the fact. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
You know, Flacco come off the bench short two seasons ago.
Why didn't they just sign Flacco first?
Well, that's a good question. And even more of a good question is, so this guy that you were banking on, and because of injury didn't get to see the field, is that telling us that you knew that he wasn't going to be on this team to begin with and not having a backup that was capable of coming in off the bench in case something did happen to Flacco? That's a big question mark. So this narrative of the whole Sanders thing is even more of a joke because they fed into this all the way down to the last 2 minutes of the last preseason drive to a guy that's not even going to be on the team. I thought it was biased at best, very, very poor competition, which everyone thought this may be the best competition they've seen in a while. And then that's taken the Sanders narrative completely out of it. I mean, just flat out, let's compete. Let's see what we have. Mm-hmm. So now they're telling us that Flacco is going to start. If he goes down to injury or within the first 5-6 weeks of the season, we're garbage. You have left it over to two rookies. One, we know nothing about because he was unfairly given the reps and stolen reps, and at one time was thrown to the equipment managers. However, I will say that the incredible amount of pressure that this kid had on him with all of the talk and all of this and all of that, by default, he was thrust into the second preseason game with injuries, and he did nothing but perform. He did exactly
So you believe that this is mismanagement of Shedeur Sanders' training camp and maybe Dylan Gabriel?
Well, I absolutely believe that it was unfair. It was totally unfair.
Well, now that Kenny Pickett's traded, I agree. I mean, I agree.
What did you do there? And you even stole a two-minute drive to get him in position to see if he could do the same thing,
yeah,
given five people blocking in front of you that aren't even on the team.
I agree. I totally agree. Yeah. Scott, I'll tell you, the only thing I guess I can be ticky-tack with, and thank you for the call, is I think four or five actually did block for Dylan Gabriel as well. But, I mean, that's still – They were blocking for the other rookie, and they weren't on the team. So you could use that as well. See, that's I totally agree. I think it's a mismanagement. That's what it's supposed to be there for, to a certain degree. But I have to agree with what he just said, what Scott and Cambridge just said
in a draft. That's why when we talk about GMs, people just think about their drafts, and the drafts are one thing, and they might actually nail the draft. We'll find out. We can say that in August very confidently. We'll see what we're saying, you know, come January. But running an organization is not just the drafts. It's being able to facilitate an environment that makes sense for the most amount of players, especially the most important position in all of sports. That's the quarterback. And I don't know how anybody could think that they passed that test this year. And that is what is so hard when we're talking about grading Andrew Berry, and is he going to get another contract extension, or could he be thrown out at the end of the year along with the whole organization? Like, I think this is all part of it. I don't think this helped. I don't think this quarterback situation and how they forced the coaching staff to run this camp made any sense.
Andrew on Twitter wrote, Ken, Bobby was complaining about defense, not offense. Every big inning that seemed to give up multiple runs have usually been started with an egregious error. That's probably why he was pissed, because of Naylor's error.
Or how about, you know, his fastball that's getting just drilled as he's given up 25 home runs this year.
Yeah, you can be as mad as you want.
Is he going to blame the defense on that?
Him being as mad as you want.
Last time I checked, those balls, you don't have a chance to defend them.
Coming in there and yelling at everybody, that's not going to solve the issue. That's not going to solve the issue. And I know that Stephen Vogt covered for him and said he was trying to get people pumped up. If you're trying to get people pumped up, you would have let him do it, if you're being a good teammate. Yeah. If you're just going to start a bitch sesh right there in the dugout, then Stephen Vogt had to step in there, because it didn't seem like Stephen Vogt was very happy about it, because the guy was bitching everybody's ear off and nobody wanted to hear it. You saw what David Fry did. David Fry walked right away. Jose Ramirez glared at him for a second, so I think that needs to be pointed out there. Yeah, that ain't good. That ain't good.
Yeah, I don't think Jose is going to love having someone who's, what's that ERA? What's that ERA over
almost
the past?
Seven since July.
Holy cow, that's not good. I know we don't use these stats anymore. Those
time
are too
to
primitive.
Up,
these are archaic stats.
Young guy getting some money.
ERA.
Time to grow up.
Give me the war.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.